Jules, ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Good afternoon, everyone. This is once again Commissioner Brian Kalk. It's approximately 2 o'clock on Tuesday, September 2nd. We're meeting for the administrative portion of our meeting. And we'll double check here. Let's see if we have any items on consent.
Yeah, we have 4 items on consent.
Ah, here we go. Okay, we have 4 items on consent. The just a quick question for Mr. Nitschke. A3, the number you and I talked about is the number we ended up on that, correct?
Right.
Okay, so I would move passage of the items on consent.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
So, Daryl, does that mean that Stacy is no longer on probation?
He is no longer on probation.
Congratulations, Stacy. Good work. All righty then. So, discussion. Commissioner Fedorchuk, attorney hire.
I'm not sure why that's on there.
Just a carryover from our last special meeting?
I think we just need to talk about, were we going to talk about our review of those applications, et cetera?
It was either that or it was the attorney hire for the rail stuff. But either way.
No, that's done.
Well, okay.
That one's done.
That was okay. It was about these applications.
The attorney.
Well, the.
I wanted to proceed.
Yeah. I got
vacant position we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
Where we want to go forward, if we want to extend it, or if we want to look at sending us some interviews on
the. Well, I guess, okay, my thought was just I reviewed all of them and. Yeah. I would like to make a hire, but I'm not the guy that does the hiring board, if you will. But I think that when I look through, there's a couple that jumped out. They could do the job. They're not exactly what we were looking for with what we offered, but I think to go back out there with the same advertisement, I wouldn't be against it if one of my colleagues wants to do it. But the same token, I don't know that we would get any more applicants than the first time out because we would be offering nothing that we didn't. But I'd be curious that your thoughts and even Alana's thought, I guess, on that. The longer we go without having a second attorney, the more challenging we put it upon ourselves.
We really are putting a heavy burden on Alana. And, you know, I'm not sure that in that stack of applicants we have quite the background that we were maybe hoping to attract. But I do think that there are applicants in there that hold the potential. And so I don't think we're so desperate that we have to pick among these candidates and interview somebody and just hire regardless. But I think there's some applications that are maybe worth a further review and an interview. And they may have enough of what we're looking for to be ready to come on board. And so I have no problem with following through on choosing one or several of these and doing some interviews and seeing if somebody seems to fit the bill.
Okay. I agree. I don't know that we would get a different pool or, you know, a pool with more experience. And I think we've got a range of pay that we can I choose a salary that fits according to somebody's experience. So maybe we aren't hiring at the level we had hoped, but I think we've considered a number of different options for this anyway over the last 9 months. So I think we should try to see what we can get out of this set of applicants.
Okay, so you'll put together the hiring committee?
I will do that, and I will move forward.
Get them scored and do the interviews, huh?
Thank you, Commissioners.
Okay, and then I guess we'll get to that. We get across that bridge when we get to it, but the last time around, and I thought that wasn't bad. Once the group narrowed it to 2, then the 3 of us got involved, and I would think that's okay by me again if that's what. But I'm once again open to the discussion from my colleagues, just given the close proximity that this individual worked with the 3 of us.
I agree.
We don't have to decide today, but I just want to throw it out there.
No, I like that idea with the one qualifier. You know, I've always felt like, you know, when you pick how many you're going to interview or something like that, and then, you know, if the top 3 are within decimal points apart, well, maybe we want to do 3 then.
Sure.
As opposed to having a cutoff just because we said 2, you know, right. But just the top applicants, at least, right. I think we would like to interview.
Good point, Randy. Okay, anything else in that one? Okay, the next one I just added on there, outside legal counsel for 111D. I'll tell you what I was thinking of is that Dave Glotten, I had a chance to visit a little bit at another energy meeting of all places, and the health department has retained Mr. Seabee to help them with their 111D comments. And Mr. Seabee has a background of working with us, and I think that we're at that point now where I think litigation is almost 100% certainty on 111D, that the first time around we filed our comments on the proposed rules, we did the internal review, I thought was fine. But at this point, I think when it comes time for our comments that we're going to file prior to October 16th, it might be wise to consider bringing in Mr. Seabee to review those comments since he's on board with the health department. I see a very tight relationship there. I think our comments, speaking for myself, will be different than the health department's comments. But the knowledge and skill he has and he'd be working with them, I think he'd be very good that we'd then be crafting a comment set from the PSC and the health department on behalf of the state that wouldn't be contradicting each other. And I think that it's just certainly worth the discussion. And so that's why I put it out there.
Was this too early to know this answer, or would that be a situation where we'd be paying like a monthly fee, or would it be a pay for, you know, whatever services we requested as time went on, or how does that work?
I would just go back to Lana and jump in, of course, but the way we did it in the past with him was that he would bill us for hours used, not a monthly fee, so we would have a discussion with him about we want our comments to say this in a general form, and then he would write them up and we would look at them, and so I think it would be just based on hourly, but we'd have to verify that with Mr. C.
Yeah, I'd have to verify, but that's the way it worked before.
Okay.
So, and you haven't had any, you haven't talked to him or anything, have you,
no.
Commissioner Collins?
No, I just know that he's dealing with, well, I've talked to him many times.
Yeah, but I mean on this.
No.
Yeah.
He's aware, though, that we're talking about this. I know he is because he's in conversation with a lot of different groups in the state.
Then I think it's a good thing to pursue.
Yeah, I agree. And I will be checking with some of my colleagues in other states, too, other commissions, because I think it's important that we connect with our counterparts in other states, because there's a lot of issues just in these rules that affect public service commissions or utility commissions across the board. And I think that we should be collaborating with them.
Gotcha. If it's okay, I think, Alana, I wouldn't mind reaching out to him first and just saying, hey, this is what we've talked about. Is that okay with you? And if he says okay, then I'm sure he will. Yeah. And then let you guys sort out the details.
Then I would go ahead and proceed with an appointment and a retainer and get him on board in time to help before the comments are due. I mean, the whole point, get
absolutely.
It going. Okay.
And I think that the point that I think of my mind is that he's fully engaged with the health department right now on their comments, and they're waiting for our comments. And I just think there might be two distinct sets of comments, but a lot of commonality in the two.
Mm-hmm.
So there was one thing that I think that I've really, for my colleagues, that jumped out. The co-op family is more engaged in this than I thought they would be, because there's something in these 111D rules that say that the co-ops would fall under our jurisdiction for some of that. That's starting to get more understanding inside the co-op world, and they're even weighing in heavier than I thought they would about this is a state's rights issue. I didn't anticipate that coming.
So. Well, and it affects their generation just like anybody else's. I mean, it's all generations, so
yep.
There really wasn't any sort of a distinction that would have protected them from any of these same requirements.
Remember, I asked about that when we met with them here. I said the building block that has to do with customer interaction with the distribution company, how would that be handled with co-ops? We'd have to regulate you in order to do it. And I don't know, at that point, I don't know if they were just acting surprised, but they look kind of surprised to even think about that. So I'm glad they're on board with, or not on board, but recognizing that issue.
Okay, any other discussion items that my colleagues want to add? Okay, let's go right to scheduling. This could be a record today. Mr. Deutsch,
yes,
you'd like to, you already scheduled this, didn't you? Oh, no, LIGNA 2015.
Yeah, this is for 2015 already, that I received an email from LIGNA Council suggesting meeting dates for for calendar year 2015.
Isn't that still like 4 months away, just for the record?
Yes, it is.
All right, just curious.
But if any dates stand out, the first one being March 10th.
Oh, my goodness.
And they know that they might not get all three of us. I think they understand that.
I guess the main thing is if it'd be
good placeholders out there.
NARUC or MARC meeting where, that where possibly all three or two of you would be gone. But
no, it's fine by me at this point in time.
March 10th, then.
Let's see my colleagues. Yeah. They get their chance to say their piece, too. It's not a MARC or a NARUC or anything like that. Although it could be spring break, Jim, just so you know, but kind of past my time.
Unfortunately. You might have to go down there and celebrate with some of your bison buddies.
I was thinking break. About that.
What's the next one?
That's good, Randy.
June 9th.
So March 10th, okay.
That's MARC.
Oh, June 9th is, wait a minute. Yeah, that's just what Julie said. That's right, that is MARC. So the next week or later in that week.
Yeah, they've generally been doing those on Tuesdays, but maybe look at doing it a week later on the
16th is wide open for me. I mean, at this point, everything's pretty wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Randy, 16th of June?
What better way to celebrate my birthday?
Oh. That's your birthday? Mm-hmm. Make a note of that, Jim. It's Commissioner Christman's birthday. What else do you got, Jim, while we're at?
Okay, so September 8th.
That's 2015, right?
That's 2015.
Once again, nothing here, Jim.
Yeah. Look.
Randy?
Not that I can foresee.
Okay.
And the last one, December 8th.
Yep.
December 8th. Yeah, that's fine, too.
Yeah.
Hey, get them in the calendar early, right, Jim?
Yeah. Then they're hoping to have all these at the Ramada Bismarck for next year.
Okay. No, it's worthwhile because the one date we did have to adjust. So, okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jim. Alana would like a work session on proposed bill drafts. When do you like to do that, Alana?
I guess it's really up to you. It came up at the director's meeting, and I think it's a pre. Some drafts are ready, but it's more of an idea to gather everybody's ideas on where you're going. So I would say within the next couple of weeks before I go away, and then they can be prepared for another review in formal.
When's our cutoff for this?
Our cutoff will be early December, okay. The pre-session time frame.
So do you have all the stuff ready to go so we could do this if we happen to get something scheduled?
I have some that people have given me, but some people might still have just concepts out there that to talk about whether to move forward, you know, and produce a bill. I have some of the simple ones that people gave me over the last 6, 8, 10 months.
Well, and we're mostly kind of, this is even just to discuss conceptually, like we're talking about a bill about X, Y, and Z.
Yes.
And
some of the big, more complicated ones you'd want to talk about first, I think, because it's a lot of work. If you decided you're not doing it, that's a waste of
right.
And to Commissioner Christman's point that maybe somebody else should be sponsoring.
Or maybe somebody else. So it's, I think if we talk about the ideas, whether you see them in bill draft or just an idea, then you can conclude how to move forward or not, or whether to move forward.
Well, the 16th, we've got a work session or a discussion 1:30 to 2:30. We could do something at 2:30 and the 16th. I just throw that out there.
Would it be possible to do something late morning on the 16th, like 10:30 or 11?
I've got a meeting at 10 on MARC, 10 to 11, but 9 o'clock is fine.
Okay.
Does that leave you time? Because I can't remember, Alana, your schedule.
I'm out from the 22nd to the 10th, so it'll just keep going, kind of. I mean, the things that I can assign.
You know, Alana, let's just do this. Pat's out all week long because he.
Yes.
For those of you that don't know, Pat's in the hospital. He got busted up. He's not life and limb, but so he's out and he's got a lot of work to do on this stuff. Why don't we wait till you get back and let Pat get healed back up and to. It'll take some time. So you.
That's okay, and you can talk to us individually.
When do you get back? The 20-something?
The 10th of October.
That's probably okay.
I mean, we're already working on some things. If you have specifics, bring them to me. We'll put them down. We'll get them in paper.
Okay.
As we can.
Sure.
But,
well, I'm open to it.
I'm thinking it'd be a good idea, even if it was only a half-hour meeting.
Okay.
You know, if we have some ideas and nobody else likes it, then we know we might as well not burden Alana with drafting it up.
I think earlier, I mean.
I'm not against it. Julie, you threw out 9 o'clock on the
16th.
The 16th, that's fine by me.
I guess it'll be as big or small as it is.
Yep.
Something will get accomplished at it.
Mm-hmm.
Randy, does that work for you?
Yep. September 16th at 9.
And then, Daryl, if you can circle around with Pat and just let him know that I don't expect him to have everything put together at that time, given the fact he's out all this week and probably next week. He'll be next week, too. So, okay. So 9 o'clock on the 16th. Fair enough. And then, Mr. Lean, by golly, I almost made a whole meeting without you, Jerry.
I'm having some difficulties trying to schedule hearings for the Antelope Valley thing. And
tell me again, where is Antelope Valley Wind Project?
It's in Mercer County by Hazen.
Okay.
In that area.
What?
And
did you know? Next door.
Highway 200 just west
this
of
Hazen.
This
is Antelope Hills out west, right?
Antelope Hills.
Antelope Hills.
Like by Golden Valley.
I don't know. It's a wind project.
We know, Jerry.
That's just something I hadn't heard about.
I don't know what Antelope Hills is. Is that other than the wind?
You said Hazen. There's a difference between Hazen and out west. Hazen's not west in Randy's world. It's the center of the universe. So you know.
Pretty close.
So here's my.
Beulah's west.
Beulah's west.
So here's my trouble is that. We could use the 14th of October if it were available to you if we had a special meeting to issue the notice before the 17th. They would need it by that Monday before the 17th for publication, so we'd have to do the special meeting like on Friday or something before the 17th. Let's see here. September... If we could do a special meeting, like maybe on the 12th or the 11th or somewhere.
I'm booked up on the 14th of October.
So that's out anyway?
Yeah.
Okay. Our next available date is November 3rd.
Is that because of the judges? Or?
It's just a combination of everybody trying to get through October. The last 2 weeks in October are filled up.
Well, they're not going to start construction in 2014 in this thing.
They want to get moving quicker. They
then
want
they should
something
have filed quick. It quicker.
That's a good.
When was it?
I know you're in the
when
military.
Was it filed, Jerry?
It wasn't that long ago. I don't remember. Ryan, do you remember when it was filed? No.
A couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just so I know, the last 2 weeks in October are their issues or ours? Because I don't remember talking about this.
Well, the 22nd and 23rd would be available. I was trying to hold that back for the OMS annual meeting.
Well, Jerry, I think sometimes you have to take a different approach to this. You find out when the commissioner's available and they figure it out. I don't like the other way around. I mean, if...
I'm just trying to give you...
I understand that.
Everybody's cleared...
Well, I can tell you that for me, that week of October 20th to 24th, for some reason, that looks really open, except our commission meeting. I don't know what my colleagues have that week, but...
Okay.
Mine looks pretty good, too, actually. Like
I have the 22nd and 23rd if I don't go to that OMS meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what about the 20th or the 21st?
We were closed. We had conflicts somewhere or other for something. I don't know what it was, but...
Okay.
I sent around, I tried to make a list and crossed out dates that didn't work for somebody.
Well, but I think, well, there's 6 to 10 different ways to do it, but the three of us tend to be the hardest to corral.
Well, so maybe if those conflicts are on their end on the 20th and 21st, they can decide how badly they want to have it earlier. And because those are open on my schedule as well, and it sounds like, Randy, are you open the 20th and 21st?
My OMS annual meetings are on the 20th through the 23rd.
Oh, that whole week.
Yeah.
Well, Jerry, sometimes, I mean.
Yeah.
I cannot go to those.
Well, or maybe go later.
I've not made travel arrangements for them yet.
Or, Jerry, you know that we could, Vic or Julie can be spun up on some of these too. Yeah, I mean, really.
Yeah, that's an option as well.
Or we can go to the 3rd of November.
Yeah, that's the other option. November 3rd.
Well, I'm open the 3rd of November.
Me too.
I would.
I have the 3rd through the 5th here.
I'm busy the 4th, 5th, and 6th, just so you know. We have a commission meeting the 6th. The 3rd is fine for me, Jerry. Randy?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm available.
I'm going to work that day.
Seems like it could be a rather hectic time.
Yeah, priority first. That's all right.
Yeah.
I don't know. When those October
days? Where are we going to?
I'm thinking it's Hazen, but... but we have to check to be sure we're...
Well, you know, I think... I think all the sites are like from Zap West. And so, you know, those communities maybe don't have real big meeting rooms, you know, but Beulah would be the closer.
Beulah?
And Hazen. As much as we like everybody coming to Hazen.
So maybe Beulah then?
Yeah. Unless this is in a different place than what I'm thinking it is. But
yeah. I hadn't figured out what town we'd get. Yeah.
Well, how about something? I mean, if we start at 9 o'clock on 3rd in Beulah, let's say, I think that would be fine.
Yeah, there's two hearings here now, right?
Transmission.
There's a transmission line and a wind farm, so I would think we would try to do them back to back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jerry, we need to have a little more details when you come into the three of us. I know the companies are putting you in a hard spot, but... You know, we got all these dates in October. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm fine with either of those dates. So why don't you just have the option of the 3rd, and if you decide to go at the 20th or 21st, you can think about your schedule in that meeting, and I think we can leave it open.
Is everybody open on the 20th?
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Those are good days, Jerry, because I don't know why, but for some reason those are wide open for us.
Let me look and see if I can make the 20th work.
And don't be afraid to enlist the services of Vic and Julie, right? They're volunteering to get more. They love this stuff. Okay. So, Jerry, then, either one of those dates, does our next meeting work for the announcement?
Yes.
Okay, so then whatever it is, get it for that next meeting, and then we can get it announced and...
Yeah.
Are you doing like one at 9 and one at 1 or something like that? How are you going to... You have to have specific times. I just didn't know if you think it's going to be faster than 3 hours. Or...
I don't want us to end up sitting waiting.
I know. That's
and
why
I don't know how long they're going to take. So can
I'm
we...
I'm bringing it up.
Can we say...
You can put them both at the same time. Then the second one you sit and wait for. The person who wants just the second one.
No.
But if you don't want to do that, you have to give it a time.
Speaking for me, I really dislike that. If we inconvenience ourselves because we have to sit and wait, so be it. We're all getting paid here, right?
Yeah.
But when we schedule two things at the same time, knowing darn well we can't do them at the same time, then we have people who are out there trying to make a living but are going to be impacted by one or the other of these who come in and sit through a hearing that they're not interested in because it turns out that we're doing the other one later, and that's not right either. So I think we need to set times. And if the first one goes a little late, I think people are understanding of that. But I don't like it when we set two things at the same time.
Okay, so should I set one for one?
I think 9 and 1 sounds reasonable to me.
I think
and those are mountain times, right?
Or maybe talk to the company about how much time they think they're going to need, and then use your judgment over typical response. It's the people responding that are probably hardest to gauge. I would think by now the company probably knows pretty much how much time they're going to need.
Central time. But let's start at 9 o'clock central time.
Okay.
If that's okay with, then we can leave here at 8 and we're there at 9. And if we get done early, the three of us never have a hard time keeping busy, I don't think. Okay.
We'll have to leave at 7:30.
You always want to be
there
early.
Shocked that I have to tell you that, being the Marine that you are.
I can get to Beale in 50 minutes.
Really?
Sure, from Randy's house? Easily. Because you know he's staying at his house the night before. Okay.
Yes, I am.
All right. Julie would like a work session on definitions. Any particular definition? Or is it
the definition of life, fun, happiness?
It's kind of an open-ended discussion, but I'm happy to.
My favorite definition: reasonable. We're going to settle what is reasonable exactly. No, definitions. Wasn't exactly sure how to describe this, so that's what I put. This is a definition. This is looking ahead, not on anything that's in our office today, but looking ahead at the definition between gathering and transmission, talking about what makes sense, what we should be looking at. Is it accurate today? Does it need to be tweaked? Is it unclear? Is it causing, you know, issues, et cetera? That's what the definition is. And we would invite Lynn Helms as well. And he's available on, oh, I left that sheet on my desk. Hold on. I might just be able to remember here. The 19th in the afternoon.
Of September?
Yes. Like at 1. We can propose other times, but there was the other ones were he proposed were dates that we have like the reliability deal and the day before that, and I'll be gone.
It's like next week, right?
The 19th is not the it's the week after.
Yeah, that's fine with me. Like at 1 o'clock or 1:30 or so. I think there's a piece to this too that the three of us and Lynn can sit around and pontificate too, but there needs to be some legal interpretation of those rules.
Well, I would like Alana to be at that, and you're still here then, right? Yeah. And Pat Vaughn, well, definitely, he and I have been talking, and he's done some research with PHMSA, so we have some of that to pass around in advance. So,
did you get a chance to talk to Leonard Steiner? He's in town today, all week.
No, I thought he was going to show up at 10, but I didn't see him.
Yeah, well, him and I talked, it's a worthwhile discussion. Him and I talked about that topic for almost an hour. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But anyway, that works for me. At
September 19th at 1?
If we could do 1, that would help, because I got to be leaving town that sometime that day. Does that work for okay to start at 1, Julie?
Yeah, it works for me.
Or do we want it in the morning?
We're already booked something
before,
that morning.
We have a work session at 11, but...
Oh, Lynn, does Lynn have time in the morning?
Yeah, no, he wasn't available in the morning.
Okay. So it would be pipeline definitions then.
Yeah.
Just to try to further quantify. Okay.
What the definition of is.
Is.
That would be a good one.
Alrighty then. Okay, so anything else we need to schedule?
Commissioner, just one question. Out of these work sessions, just so I can, you know, Esther and I are aware, are those to be streamed or not?
That one does not need to be streamed.
Just when we get it out on the when we get
and
it
the
out
proposed bill draft doesn't need to be streamed either.
Right.
And go back to our guidelines. Though, if it's a case in front of us, then we broadcast and stream it. If it's not, we don't do it.
Just to double check.
Unless one of us asks to do it, right? That's the problem. Okay, I'm just trying to think here. So this, everything seems to be tracking for the Surface Transportation Board for Lana and Randy and Julie. We won't meet again until that, but everything I'm seeing looks good on that, right?
Yeah, I haven't heard much, but okay. They're
writing. Okay.
On that, do you need me to work on some transportation for the Surface Transportation Board? You guys going on your own, or?
I'll be going on my own. Yep.
Me too.
I'll be leaving actually tomorrow.
And you got the schedule and everything that I emailed out, right?
Mm-hmm.
As much as I have.
Yep.
And a league night meeting next week, Jim, right?
Tuesday.
Yep. Okay. The reliability thing, Stacy's draft, she had put out your comments, your, not your comments, you had your draft, not press release, media advisory. So get those back to you so you can get that out at some reasonable time, right? What do we ever decide on that with the who's all going, Jerry? Well, we got a couple extra minutes here for next week. The three of us are going, of course.
Oh, to Fargo?
To Fargo, yeah.
Victor and Stacy and Mike and me.
Okay.
For staff. And you three, and I think that's it.
Okay. And then are we going to have some type of PowerPoint available for us?
I've been telling the participants that they would have PowerPoint, so I hope, Stacy, have you talked to them? Or no? Have you talked to?
Well, there's a lady named Karen.
I'm going there. I'm going to stop by there tomorrow when I'm in Fargo.
Okay.
So I'll walk through that with them.
Cookies.
Yeah, Karen is the lady that has been helping out the most. All right, so Julie's got that under control. Fair enough.
Can we back up to mine, too, when you get a chance?
Back up to where?
My scheduling.
Sure, Jerry.
Antelope Hills. It turned out that the ALJ was our problem on the 20th, and so was Mitch.
Okay.
Can we go to the 23rd?
That's open for me. It's actually a pretty good day.
October 23rd.
Yeah.
Thursday.
I think I can.
Have utility shareholders fall meeting. Is that something we need to be at?
It's good.
It's in Grand Forks.
Oh.
No. I think that would work.
The 23rd would.
Mm-hmm, that was the only thing.
I think that's becoming our primary date then if that.
Okay. No, that's a good date, Jerry. Okay.
Jerry, just a question. Are you still going to try to confirm the 23rd or November 3rd, or are we going to look at the 23rd as a date?
I think we can look at it for sure now, but let's still reserve the 3rd as an alternate in case somebody has a real problem, if you would. But I think everything's good on the 23rd for everybody.
Okay. I just look at it a little bit, too. We've got a formal hearing September 15th, and with Kara's departure, did somebody line us up getting a ride up there and all that stuff?
I'm doing that.
Okay, you got that covered?
Yeah, we got that covered.
What was that?
The airline.
One Oak, we've got a hearing on a gas plant again on...
When was that?
September 15th. I just wanted to double check. We got our...
Mr. Did you get the...
Targa lateral pipeline.
That, so
okay, so you've got...
That out.
Okay. Commission meeting. I think that's the next couple weeks. Okay. All right.
Can I just throw out here with Pat's absence... Vic and Julie, you guys need any backup help? If you have questions, don't hesitate to come forward or seek assistance from.
He can be out a while.
Myself, Mike, Lana, Jerry,
okay.
Ryan on some stuff. So okay. Please, if you feel like you're getting behind, whatever, just speak up.
Can you find out, Daryl, if he's still in the hospital? If he is, maybe we'll go see him tonight. If he's not, then send him a card or something.
I will do that. Actually, we are planning to send him some.
Okay.
As long as we're discussing these things coming up and scheduling with Kara, no longer here, do we have somebody making plans for September 30th? I see we have a meeting in Williston.
I have that, too, and I'm working. Actually, that is completed. I just don't have ground transportation set up for that yet.
Daryl's handling all of that.
Yeah, I've got them all. Okay. I do have the flight itinerary for that as well, and I will be sending. I got that on Friday, so I'll forward those both those flight itineraries to you guys.
Okay.
And the building or the rooms are set up and everything.
I'll be driving to that one on the 15th.
Okay.
All right. Going once, going twice, or anything else?
Nothing else.
Julie? Nope. I'm not going to ask Jerry Lee. But oh, wait. Jim Deutsch has something. This is unique.
Yeah. No, I was just going to mention, Randy mentioned about this Coal Lake dedication on September 18th, and he indicated to me that he's planning to attend. I was just wondering, Brian or Julie, if you plan to attend, if it is, so Esther can notice that as a...
Yeah, I think I'm going to get up there for that one, so...
Yeah, she might as well notice.
Might as well notice it.
I'm not completely sure, but it's on my calendar right now.
How can you pass it up? It's at the boat ramp, Jim. Good catch. Okay, we'll close the administrative portion of our meeting. Thank you. And we're going to stop.